Joey only here, super tired, but making a radio show for you called The Comediorological Report.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Good evening, everybody. You're watching and listening to the Comediorological Report on CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George and CFRO 100.5 FM in Vancouver. I can't even get my numbers straight. I am darn tired. How are you guys doing? Hey, Frankie McDonald.
I'm doing great so far. They get a lot of rain up in Northern Ontario right now. Then they get a lot of thunderstorms in Oklahoma and Missouri and parts in Arkansas and those places. There's a storm system off the East Coast, Newfoundland, up around. There's a lot of rain all across and Western Africa, around Kaboom, and all these places.
Nice. We also have with us weatherman from Alberta, Brandon Houck. Evening, Brandon.
Well, good evening. Good evening. How's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm an author.
That's good.
Be prepared to Frank Delgado, Life, Weather, and Everything.
Yep.
Awesome.
I didn't bring my copy with me. I am a long ways from home this week. I don't know if you've seen any of my videos, Frank, but I'm back out working, living on the road. I'm staying at this house here in Clearwater, BC, and there's a nice, beautiful lake right here. There's loon swimming on it right now, beaver going by. It's a pretty nice place.
They get a lot of snow up in Labrador.
Yep. Probably is sometimes comparable to what Wells gets. Yep. It was sure nice to leave the never-ending winter of Wells and then come down to here where there was leaves on the trees.
Here we are in Wells, BC. As you can tell, there is lots of grass poking up after a long, long winter. What we've got here is spring. What we've got here is winter. Still. There is grass in Wells. It is starting to brighten up. And there's some mountains.
And that was your comedorological report from Mally McCormick in Wells.
How's the weather in Alberta been, Brandon?
Yeah, the weather has been actually pretty dry throughout most of this month, actually. Last week, we probably only got 2 millimeters of rain, so we definitely do need some rain. But it's really warm. Like tomorrow, we're going to be as hot, which is Friday tomorrow, it's going to be as warm as 26 degrees, which is sunburn weather, obviously. And then we have another system coming in for the weekend. So hopefully we'll get some beneficial rain out of it, but we'll definitely get some showers, maybe our first little thunder showers of the season as well. And then hopefully we get into a bit of an unsettled trend as we go into the start of next week. So hopefully we'll get some greenage out here soon. And I have something here. What did one raindrop say to the other?
I don't know.
Well, two's company, three's a cloud, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Frankie, I've not been able to pay attention to the weather much because I've not been online hardly at all this whole week. What's going on for British Columbia? It's your turn to tell me for a change.
That means in British Columbia, as right now, it's got the snow up in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah, well, definitely there's some fresh snow on the mountains behind me here in Clearwater. I'm sure Wells got some too, is from what I hear. And I don't miss it. I mean, I love living in the mountains. I love the big snow. But
and Williams Lake, British Columbia, it's been raining. And Quesnel and Prince George, it's been showers and rain right now. And Prince Rupert's getting a lot of rain.
We've had
up around the west coast of British Columbia and Port Hardy and all these places. Up around Juneau, Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. It's been it's dry in Anchorage, Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, and all these places is dry right now.
How long is the rating system going to last here? Like, I'm hoping we get into some drier weather, but not too dry. Any idea?
That means that in around eastern Russia and up around northeastern Japan and Russia, they're bringing lots of snow. still.
It was very, very dry here on the, so I've been working with my, I work on a forest firefighting crew or for a company called Interior Tree Fallers. And, that's the main thing I'm always in for is fighting fire with them. It's, mostly First Nations company and, I quite like everybody on it. Good to see some of my old friends again. So we're doing a brushing contract for a hydro clearing a bunch of lines here. And, when I got here, they'd already done the steepest part. So that was pretty nice. And
it's confirmed it's raining in France and Switzerland right now.
Yeah. What about tornado weather? What's been going on down there?
Lots I heard of there was tornadoes a big Texas. In Texas, they're getting severe thunderstorms. It's going to bring a lot of rain in Dallas for the next few days.
Yeah, you hear any news on that, Brandon? Tornado weather down there?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was a, well, yeah, I know a couple of chasers who caught a couple tornadoes. Reed, Timmer. And Aaron J. Jack, they intercepted a tornado on, I think that was Monday. Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, one of those 2 days there. And he got right up really close to it. And you have to see the video.
It's, loves to do.
It's pretty wild. It's probably the wildest video you'll see this week on his page there. And he intercepted it. They got a probe into that tornado and got some data out of it, which is absolutely incredible. And then yesterday was a pretty nasty storm, almost approaching San Antonio, Texas there, with up to softball size hail. And the hail was like that big. You look at a quarter, there's a picture of the quarter and the hail right beside it. That's, wow. It is probably the craziest picture you'll ever see as well. So it's been wild. And today's finally quiet in the United States. So they're finally taking a break from that severe weather.
Yes, as of right now, there's a lot of rain going on in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, caused a lot of flooding there right now. It's been a lot of rain in Somalia, Ethiopia, and all these places, Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Gabon. It's been raining a lot in parts of Africa, and around Mozambique, it's really dry. Parts of South Africa, it's been rain. Same with off the East Coast of Madagascar, like Mauritius Islands and those places, up around New Zealand. And up around the places like Tonga, it's been a whole lot of rain in Tonga and all these places, small islands, Papua New Guinea, up around Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand's been raining a lot because Thailand was going to be in the rainy season. And places like Wuhan, China, Hong Kong, and Shenzhen, China, and all these places, it's been a lot of rain lately, even Sapporo, Hokkaido, even around Taiwan. Those places in Japan's getting a lot of rain as well. Same with parts of South Korea.
Sounds like the whole world's raining. It could be just too that time of year as it's turning spring in one part of the hemisphere and it's turning fall in the other. It just may be.
Winter starts in New Zealand on June 21st, 2021. That's when winter starts in New Zealand, June 21st, 2021.
Their winter is. Pretty nice, I think, compared to what some of us have seen.
Their winter's the opposite. They get their extremely hot weather in Australia, New Zealand, and in the summer, in December, January, February, New Zealand gets their really hot weather that time of the year. And they got some lot of snow off the coast of Antarctica. Winds come from the south, bringing a lot of winds, and the low pressure system goes clockwise in southern hemisphere, and the high pressure goes counterclockwise in southern hemisphere.
Intertropical convergence zones, too, where all that rain is right now. Well, all those places, it sounds like.
In southern Chile, they're getting lots of rain, too, and snow up in the mountains. In places like Argentina, they're getting cold weather because fall is here. They're bringing rain showers and flurries in Ushia, Argentina. In Falkland Islands, it's rain showers.
Today was pretty cool. We had an injury on our crew off-site. It wasn't a job injury. And we didn't want to go doing the slashing job with just three of us. So the head boss said, why don't you come down to Kamloops and work for our tree service company? So we went 2 days. We were at the campground.
I'm working today with Twin Rivers Tree and Service and Landscaping. It's a subsidiary of ITF, Interior Tree Fallers. Tomorrow we go back in the blocks brushing. A little bit about what we're doing today. pressure. Nice work. Topping off a tree that's right over top a power line, a shed, a house, and a deck. And that's how it's done. Nice work!
Every day I post new stuff on my YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe to Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude.
But I had to leave here at 5:30 in the morning to get to Kamloops for 7 a.m. So that was, and then drove an hour and a half to Armstrong, and not to Armstrong, to Salmon Arm. Imagine having a salmon for an arm.
Hey, look, it's old Salmon Arm. With his
salmon arm. That would be floppy, wouldn't it?
Flopping around. Man, yeah. Your arm stinks.
Clearwater, British Columbia is on Yellowhead Highway 5.
It is. You should see it here, man. It's gorgeous. We're on the other side of the mountain range from where I live in Wells, right? So literally, it's probably, I don't know, maybe more than 100 kilometers from here. Up in Blue River, it's much closer. But the idea that I had to drive 5.5 hours to get here, it's, you know, there's just no direct way through the mountains. So you go from Wells, take the Highway 26 to Quesnel, you go south on Highway 97 through Williams Lake, down through Hunter Mile House, then you take a left on Highway 24, go through Lone Butte, all the way up to Bridge Lake, down to Little Fort, then you travel north from Little Fort on Highway 5, and that's when you come to East Blackpool, and then you get to Clearwater. But I'm on, not in Clearwater itself. Man. I'm on a back road.
Temperature's going up plus 10 to plus 11, plus 12, plus 14 degrees starting on Saturday. It's going to get warmer in Yakutsk, Russia, where it's going to bring really getting warmer up in Yakutsk, Republic of Sakha, Russia.
One of the big things that's been going on here lately is flood problems in British Columbia. One of my friends sent me a video, and not just front, but not just, I shouldn't say just floods, but landslides and erosion and things like that. So her road is just completely washed away, and now it's a very long trip for her to get back through into town. And that's been happening all over the place in BC. Maybe I'll just take a second here and look at BC river forecast and try to find out. So you go to www.gov.bc.ca, and that's the River Forecast Center, province of British Columbia. And that website will let you know what places are in danger of flood watches and warnings. Government pages have to make everything so fancy. It takes so long to upload them. Like, come on. Flood warnings currently... All right. Flood warnings advisories currently in effect in British Columbia. So first of all, we have high stream flow advisories for Prince George and Mackenzie tributaries. That's new. The Caribou is new. Caribou River, San Jose River. The Caribou River is very close to where I live in Wells. High stream flow advisory also for Lower Thompson tributaries, Bonaparte River, and a bunch of previously issued warnings are no longer in effect. So that's great news. But this is really just the beginning of what would be flood season for British Columbia. Usually you think of the spring melt being something that happens at this time of year. But really in the mountains where the majority of the snowpack is, it's going to be quite some time before that. That big snow breaks, and that's what's going to cause a lot of places to have. But also what's happened, too, in places around Cache Creek and whatnot, they don't have that mountain snow, but they've had so much forest fire in the area from the Elephant Hill fire and whatnot that the hillsides no longer retain water, so flash flooding becomes a huge issue there when big rainstorms happen. Hey, Brandon, you must have lots of insight and intel on what happened with the High River flood some years ago. Was that 2012?
Yeah, that was 2013. Yeah, 2013. And that was in June, actually. I remember it well here. So we had basically about almost a week's worth of rain in just a couple of days. and we had an area of low pressure that kind of sit there. And in Alberta, there's this thing that we call the upslope flow. And we actually had it last weekend, and sometimes it can really intensify and you get this upslope flow. So you get your easterly winds. So that drives the moisture up the mountains and it comes down as rain or snow in the mountains. And at that time, we had a really high snowpack in the mountains and it did not melt yet. Plus you add 300 millimeters of rain on top of that snowpack. And that's what caused all the problems starting in Canmore and then eventually High River, which was evacuated, and then eventually into Calgary as well, city of Calgary. And that even went down the river to Medicine Hat. It was quite the scenario there. And the other thing is, I also remember, well, in Brooks, we're well away from the river, so it didn't really impact us, but we got the Bow River just to our south here, and we were able to go down to the river and watch those water levels rise each day. And the other thing I remember is seeing all the debris coming down the river while watching that water level rise. And we got kind of lucky in this area, but a lot of farmland, especially right down in the river valleys, got flooded out pretty badly. And then the Bazzano Dam, we were worried about it breaching at one time, but luckily it did not. But we went there too that one day to see the dam and see the water rushing through the dam. Never seen anything like that before. It's like watching a waterfall where you don't normally see a waterfall, and it's just something you'll never forget. And another thing is seeing all the military force coming down the highway, all lined up going into High River in Calgary to help out with the evacuations and everyone who's lost their homes, etc., in the flood. So that was also quite the scenario to witness as well back in 2013. So yeah, that was really bad then.
Were people in High River surprised that the river was high?
Oh yeah, they were they got pretty surprised there, and it came as a shock too. A lot of people lost their homes, and they're still trying to recover from that too, but I think that things have got much better for them, and they're working on making some plans on trying to hold the river or something, or for future floods, etc. So flood plain, flood mitigation,
add some levees, add some spillways and levees and things like that. So Matt Masters there, he has a song called Centennial Swell.
At their peak from three straight weeks and non-stop heavy rains. The centennial swell came flooding down the foothills through the prairie towns. Black Diamond and High River got washed out. And farmers need moisture, you know, but they don't need floods. It's worse than snow. It carries all the topsoil away. Topsoil isn't all that was took when rivers grew from babbling brooks to people, fences, trailers, homes, and dreams. The centennial swell came flooding down foothills through the prairie towns. The centennial swell came flooding down the prairie towns. In Calgary declared civic state of emergency for the first time in the city's history. Saskatchewan, Bow and Red Deer were swelling and the crest was near. Sandbagging was the order from the mayor. And thousands of evacuees, they volunteered, were forced to flee. The centennial swell is flooding the prairie. The centennial swell flooding down the foothills through the prairie towns. The centennial swell is flooding down the prairie towns. The centennial swell.
centennial swell came flooding down prairie towns.
River, so I assume that's 1967 that the song's about. Centennial Swell. Great song. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen Matt Masters, but he's an Alberta country music legend.
Okay. And, yeah, I might have heard of him, but we're new countries.
Yeah, well, no, not yeah, he's not really new countries. Yeah. Maybe more than I am, but and I think
Toronto beat Vancouver. Let's see. I got the tweeter here.
Sweet.
I should I'm just look curious. At their page.
Just curious so I can laugh at all the guys in my crew.
Okay. I know the Flames and the Oilers are playing tonight. Hopefully
that's
the Flames
right.
win.
Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, the Leafs did win.
Nice. They were going on
4-1
all day.
4-1 over Vancouver.
Nice. They were going on all day saying do? That well, I was making fun of the one boss there. He's a big Canucks fan. He said, "You want a job tomorrow?" I said, "Yeah, right." I said.
And the weather from Magadan, Russia, that means temperatures going up to plus 4 degrees on Saturday and plus 2 degrees on Sunday. And Monday, May 3rd, it's going to be plus 3. It's going to be not raining nor snowing in Magadan, Russia this weekend coming up.
What about Europe?
Over in London, UK, as right now. Over in London, UK, it's been raining in southern UK. It's been a lot of rain in France and Luxembourg and Switzerland and those places in Germany as of right now. And Bulgaria, all the way down to western Turkey.
Seems unusually rainy this year, right now. But then again, like I say, I haven't been on the internet much because I've been in a lot of places where there is no internet.
Like last week?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Did you lose internet in the Beaver, from the Beaver?
No. No, I thought you were referring to me sleeping past the start of showtime last week on the couch.
Oh, let's talk about the
no, the no, yeah. So that was a story in
the Cougars in there.
I seen a Cougar on Sunday night coming in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or I should say I was hoping to see a Cougar, but instead I saw a mountain lion. Just kidding. No, I did though. Just slinking off in the bush. I mean, I can't say for sure I saw a Cougar. But I've seen enough bobcats and lynx to know it wasn't a bobcat or lynx. And it had the right arch of back and the right movement. Like, I know how cats move.
Yeah.
And so I think I just saw a cougar walk in the bush. And then, yeah, I saw some bald eagles yesterday. Haven't seen any bears yet this year, but I'm sure that's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're definitely awake.
Oh, yeah. They'll come out soon.
You ever seen bears, Frankie?
Just don't leave your garbage out.
You ever seen a bear before, Frankie?
No. There were bears in Nova Scotia while I'm not there.
So when you come to BC... I'll make sure you see some bears, man.
Then a Russia after that. Then a Nunavut.
Seeing a bear here is not...
See polar bears.
Yeah, that's the kind of bear I don't want to see. Well, I want to see him, but I don't want to meet him. You know what I'm saying?
What about places like Yakutsk, Russia, Magadan, Russia?
Someday. Maybe someday. I don't know if I'll ever learn how to speak Russian enough to really fit in.
You can try Rosetta Stone to learn to speak Russian. Rosetta Stone.
Okay. No excuse for me then, eh?
Rosetta Stone.
Hey, Frankie, send Joe Stover and Pete and them an invite to come on.
Joe Stover's busy right now. He's on a radio show in Quebec, in Manitoba.
Oh, nice. As of, next week, we're now on two radio stations. CFUR, 88.7 FM in Prince George, w.cfur.ca, and cooperadio.org, CFRO 100.5 in Vancouver. So that's pretty cool. And we're hoping to expand to the very station that Joe is on, CKUW in Winnipeg. And sounds like a matter of time. So that's three. It's not exactly taking over
it's
the world
good.
Yet. Because I want the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Well, we'll end up on Ireland. Oh, there's the train.
Awesome.
It's really loud.
That is pretty. You live next to a train.
Not really next to it. It's a couple miles away, but the whistle's really loud
guys
today.
I like Rosetta Stone that can learn different languages. Joe, you can learn how to speak Russian.
Okay.
I probably be really bad at Russian, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever get good at it.
I was really bad at French going through Quebec. That was brutal.
I learned French. I never was good at it in school, but I learned how to speak it in jail in Quebec.
And then when I went to China, trying to learn some words in Chinese, and I know I said it wrong because they were giggling at me on the plane.
Well, go to America.
What about Russia?
When you go to America and they're all like, you're not from around here, are you? Say mouse in the house. And you're like, mouse in the house? Like, you said moose in the hoose. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't say moose in the hoose.
What happens if you go to Russia? What they'll say?
They'll say mouse in the house, maybe.
Do you think Russians would like me?
The Russians.
Yeah. Wink at them, maybe.
You think they'd like me? I don't know if they're into country music or...
And like the Siberia, like the Central Plains, east of Irkutsk, and things like that. And then Lake Baikal is in Siberia.
Yeah, Lake Baikal has... it's one of the craziest lakes in the world, eh? Inland seals and all kinds of stuff. Sort of like a Lake Superior of Russia. Oh, yeah. I should see Lake Superior. It's one of the coolest places on Earth.
Yes, it's Lake Baikal is the clearest lake in the world.
How deep is it?
You've never been there yet, Lake Baikal, Russia.
No, not yet. How deep do you think the lake is?
And I got big news for you. The space hotel will be completed in 2027.
Yeah? What's going on with NASA? They just, they're talking about going to the moon again. Who's got the details on that?
Then we'll be going to other planets.
They're going to the moon in 2024, they're saying? They just delivered a huge rocket to Florida the other day by boat, I saw.
The World Space Hotel, scheduled to open in 2027.
Who's doing that? Elon
Musk?
Who's
doing that right now? California company, The Gateway Foundation, released plans for a cruise ship-style hotel that could be only day float above the Earth's atmosphere. It's going to be fully operational by 2027.
I wonder if I'll ever go to
connected
space.
Connected by elevator shafts.
Well, I guess looking outside at nighttime is the only way to see space for me, I guess.
Yep.
So far.
Seems like a long ways away, that outer space. The Northern Lights shows were just awesome over the last
week. Construction of the space hotel is expected to begin in 2026. And the space could be reality in 2027.
Can you imagine? Things have changed so much. When I was born, there was no internet. The Atari 2700 was like the craziest thing ever imagined. ColecoVision. Yeah. Man, I watched all the technology in my lifetime. Really something.
Yeah.
Being 42 and just seeing...
They get a base hotel.
Trampoline in a hotel. Hopefully there's no... Oh, that'd be fun with no gravity. Then you can fly, right? Fly to the room, fly to the restaurant, do some twirls, trampoline
and
in
the
hotel.
And in the future, the space hotel probably even reach Mars' atmosphere.
How much do you think it's going to cost to go to the space hotel?
A lot.
$1 billion.
Bill Gates will be one of them. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and all these richest guys in the world will be going there.
So then all we got to do is destroy it once they're all there. We can solve a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah, bad thing is you can't go hiking or anything like that.
Spacewalking.
Spacewalking, yeah. Moonwalking, I guess. Do some moonwalking dancing while you're up there.
The good thing about spacewalking, too, is you don't have to pick up after your dog because the shit just floats away.
That's right. It goes, off it goes.
And a space hotel probably, and if that moves, that could reach Mars' atmosphere.
When do you think people will go to Mars?
They're talking about that.
I wonder when.
Maybe in 1,000 years. We'll probably not be here to see it.
NASA's plans to orders to land humans on Mars by 2033.
That's realistic. They were like getting people to sign up to go to Mars, right? You know, finding volunteers, and like a lot of people volunteered. I mean, it'd be kind of nice to go see it, but it'd be a long trip to get there, and then you'd be like, well, it's there's no air and no water. The fishing's terrible.
No atmosphere.
No atmosphere.
Might as well go home.
There's not even enough oxygen here to light my weed. Long ways away from home, but I can't wait. The fire season's going to be exciting, I think. It's been very dry, like I was saying earlier. We had to shut down at 1 o'clock every day. because of fire rating danger, and that's really cut our production down because this is a production job. So I think $700 a hectare for some spots and $500 for others and things like that, right? But we're just taking brush saws and chainsaws and just mowing the forest over so that the hydro lines can stay where they are, I guess, right? But in the meantime, I mean, what could conceivably happen as well, though, is flood season kicks off, and who goes and does sandbagging but firefighters? And so we've already had that discussion amongst ourselves. So I hope we don't go sandbagging this year. And I mean, I don't want to see crazy fire season, don't get me wrong. But some activity would be nice to burn off, you know, realistically, like if years and years in a row without big fire seasons tends to lead to a really big one down the road. Hey, here's Gabriel Berardo coming on.
I was also watching the Raptors game, but I was also, you know, resting from my wisdom teeth removal last Monday. So, yeah, so guys, I wasn't here, guys. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, man.
That's totally fine. Yeah. So, Gabriel, tell us about Ontario weather right now.
Well, I mean, look, that is the reason why I wanted to, you know, hop on it, because we have a interesting weather event for exactly Friday, tomorrow, right? Watching for winds gusting 80 to 100 kilometers an hour. If you guys could hear me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I'm watching for a strong windstorm, right? And while this is for most of Southern Ontario, could be seeing a lot of winds the afternoon, ramping up, and it is actually from a low moving into the Atlantic, I think, moving off the east coast, and it's about a 980 millibar low, right? Heading towards Atlantic, right? And everything, it's kind of like near there, right? And then, though, we will have those winds from that system ramping up. And as I've been, looking at the recent models, right?
So that's Friday, April 30th, to our listeners who are 2021, who may not be hearing it in time to find this out. But hearing about it after the fact is still interesting, right? So that's why they just talk weather. And as long as we have once in a while say the date, then people be like, oh, okay. That was so 80 kilometer an hour windstorm. That's good. Real good.
I mean, possibly higher than that, man. Looking at some rain too, and well, even some snow showers too, and well, that also could force the upper level winds to, of course, mix with the surface winds. And then what happens is you get even stronger gusts, possibly wind warning. Possibly some wind warnings may need to be issued, and I'm not, you know, sure yet, because I'm not Environment Canada, so I can't say anything about that. What I though could say is that they're very, very, very close to like the wind warning. Like the gust will be close 90, right? Like possibly upwards of 95 in some regions. So it's like gonna be watching it, posting guys, Twitter, letting guys know.
Right on.
But I'm experiencing. Gonna be crazy windstorm tomorrow. Garbage bins are gonna go flying down the street. I'm telling you, it happens all the time.
It's like height.
Yeah, man.
I get it. You need to rap about it, but you look a little swollen in the mouth right now. So
Yeah. I know, man. Sorry that I can't rap right now, guys. Next week, though, I think that I'll be able to wrap next week if I am available at my house next week, because sometimes, just like last time, I wasn't at my mom's house, so it's like, ugh, I don't have the same stuff here as I have there, so it's like, I'm gonna try my, you know, best to get on here, I guess, every single day, whether it's rapping or not.
Yeah, man.
I really want to get back to rapping, I'm telling you, because this is so annoying right now, you know what I mean? Like, I can't rap. Whenever I rap, it's like, vroom, vroom, vroom. Like, I can't rap when I do it.
Oh, you need to have that. You need to be able to move your mouth to enunciate.
Yeah.
As for in weather for Norway, it's chance of showers in southern Norway and chance of flurries in Trosmo, Norway. But winds come from the east direction. That's going to bring southwest and then the west winds up around the southern tip of Norway. And then winds come from south and east direction in Sweden, Finland, in parts of western Russia, like Murmansk, Russia. It's the biggest city above the Arctic Circle, Murmansk, Russia. It's been southeast winds there right now.
What's the story on the floods in Quebec? I see 10,500 people are homeless, temporarily at least, after floods in Quebec. Anyone got the story on that?
Yeah, so I'm just getting a active weather update right now, and there's a special weather statement. It was actually issued a few hours ago, I think, but I would like to, you know, mention it right now, right? Calling for winds up to 70 to 80 kilometers an hour, likely though more. Okay, well, this is just a, you know, statement, right? Statements are of course always in place sometimes before the wind warnings, right? Because that's what I've experienced everything, right? So likely though, many regions based on the NAM model, HERM model, right, are actually going to see gusts of about 55 miles an hour, right? And well, if you kind of, you know, transfer that, right, kilometers, that's like 85 to 90, so it's close. So close to that wind warning that of course, I would like to see, right? I love the wind warnings. I love the wind storms, man. They're like my favorite storms of them all. That's why I'm excited on this right now.
Well, here's some
winds coming from north in Iceland right now, in the northeast of Iceland. It's been a lot of snow off the coast of Norway.
I'm just looking at BC weather for the first time in days, which I need to do because tomorrow morning I'm going to do my radio weather report for Prince George. So it's good to start looking at weather. But I'm looking at Wells first because I'm like, well, what's on the other side of the mountains back home? If any of you missed it, I'm in Clearwater, BC right now working with my fire crew. You're listening to 88.7 FM in Prince George, CFUR, and 100.5 FM in Vancouver, the Meteorological Report. We have on Gabriel Berardo, Brandon Houck, myself, and Frankie McDonald, weathermen, all of us. So I'm looking at Wells, and I guess I can hit the share screen so you guys can see this. So I'm looking at Wells' lot of rain, a lot of snow mix over the next week. Looks pretty gross, I've got to admit. And then... I don't know how to do this. I've never shared screens before, and none of the radio listeners can't...
It's going to be dry in Yakutsk and Magadan, Russia all week. Weekend and next in Yakutsk, Russia, where Bolat Bakharov lives.
Right. Okay, but check this out. Here's Clearwater, BC for tomorrow, Friday, April 30th. And this is exciting to me. 7-day forecast. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. I was
risk of a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I like it. Be up in the mountains, get a good view. But of course, we'll get in the trucks when that happens. Gabriel has missed this maybe, but I've been working with my fire crew again, Interior Tree Falling Company. Mostly work with the First Nations Company. And we fall trees and fight fires and do things like that. But right now we're doing brushing work for Hydro.
So, great.
Steep. I'm literally maybe 150 kilometers or less from home, but it took me 500 kilometers to drive here. That's just the way of the mountains. Oh, I see. I still have the share screen thing on. Sorry. And but that's exciting. Hey, man. Looking ahead, what's good for us is I see a lot of cloud in that forecast for Clearwater. I see a lot of cool weather comparatively. So that cool down should help us as a crew not be shut down because the fire risk has been a 5, danger rating 5. And if we can get it down to a 3, that means we could work all day without having to stop, and that would be very ideal. But it was tinder dry up there, bone
Yeah,
dry.
it's crazy.
You know, like the silt on the roads. Like, well, there's a pipeline company up there building a pipeline. Lots I could say about that, but they've been watering the roads because they're so dusty. You drive, you can from a distance, you know, from 50 kilometers away, if you could see, you can tell if someone's driving down at the side of a mountain road when it's this dry, because you can see the cloud of silt flying up in the air behind them. And it's absolutely the worst when it gets like that.
In the end of August every year, leaves change colors up in Inuvik Northwest Territories in late August every year, and leaves change colors up in Yukon and Alaska in the end of August and second half of August up in Inuvik Northwest Territories. Leaves change your colors. Their fall starts before my fall.
Yep, even in Wells. Well, funny enough, the leaves will start changing color in elevations lower than us. Just, I think it's because of the dryness often down there compared to us. It's so much more humid. But I also think that the mountain plants are just... Atulu, quit digging in there. I think the mountain plants are just hardier, even if it's the same species of tree. The ones that are growing up there are just so much more adapted to the big winter. It's just, I couldn't believe it when I seen leaves in the trees when I came into the North Thompson Valley here. Just, there's leaves on the trees after literally driving out of the snow. Like, it should be a couple weeks yet before the ice starts to break on Jack of Clubs Lake. One of my old friends, Kathy Landry, who's been in Wells a long time, she thinks it'll be a May long weekend before the ice breaks this year. And she probably has the experience to know. She's not wrong about that stuff too often. So that's a big change coming from there to here, an emotional one too. It's just leaving winter behind and all the problems and getting out and trying to start making some money again and stop sitting on my couch. So it's going to be hard for me to... it's going to be hard for me to be predictable. So I may have to bump the hour of the show up till 8 o'clock at night here, but that may be pretty late for some of you guys. So I don't know if that'd be okay, but that might guarantee that... indoors. So we'll see as things go. If we get into a fire season, it may be hard to guarantee I'll ever be near a computer at 7 o'clock at night. And I'm hoping, are we going to be doing the Tornado Hunters podcast on Monday, Frankie?
Yes.
So I'm hoping to get someone's cell phone and I'll report from the mountain from our brushing job. I think they'd pretty like that. So that's the show's called El Ninos. And you were mentioning Reed Timmer earlier, Brandon, and definitely those are people in with Reed. And you were talking about Reed getting the best footage, and tornadovideos.net, that's where you find Reed, by the way. I wanted to say
Gabriel,
that.
Hey, Gabriel, before you know it, Brian V wants to interview you of why we work.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, man.
He's in South Korea. A very nice guy.
South Korea.
Worth going on a show.
Wow, that's creepy. That's really good.
Brandon, you've been all over the radio, and you got big plans for April 30th.
And I got an interview with the Weather Network Live tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah?
Atlantic Standard Time, Nathan Coleman is going to interview me on the Weather Network Live on Facebook.
He is, man. Heard about that, Frankie. Good job.
Tell Nathan he's got to come on our show.
It's really, really
good. And just do it the way you do it to me. Just be like, you go on Joey's show. And then you'll have to.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, like, most of these weather people now, right? Like, honestly, like, used to not know all these people. And then I know, you know, Nate, right? I got to know Nate, obviously, over social media, right? Like, not like in real life, because he lives all the way in Halifax, I think. I think he's in Halifax, if I'm right for that. Right, like, I haven't got to meet any of them in person yet. That will happen, though, this summer, as I am actually meeting Storm Hunter Mark Robinson, chasing some storms with him. That is what he wanted me to do with him in the summertime. I'm going to be doing that this, I think, year, right? And it was just, you know, crazy, right? It's going to be a crazy experience to, of course, meet all of these people that I've been watching for like years and years and years, almost half my life, and now I'm actually gonna meet them after all these years, you know.
I mean, because you're young, you're just sort of getting used to this, and so my advice is get used to it. You're gonna be talking to famous people in your life, and it's I know so many famous people, but it's the thing is, it's I don't like them because they're famous. What I like about them is what made them famous, though. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's something going on up here with most of these
people. Yeah, yeah, I know.
That, it's like, oh, yeah, you're smart. I like you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fun. I like you.
These are, like, quite famous people, yeah, right?
And then you're gonna
find yourself, true. I know some.
You're going to find yourself fitting in more and more. And it's just like, okay, this is normal.
Fitting in, I like to say that, like, I just like to be, like, who I am, right? I just like to do kind of what I like to do, right? I used to, sometimes I rap the weather, sometimes I do these funny videos like Frankie does, sometimes I rap, sometimes I just go on live and, you know, chat, like, late at night, roasting people, and then you'll see me do like the weather next kind of and everything. So it's like, it's almost like an all in one type of thing that like you're gonna get all in one from me, right? You're gonna get everything from me.
Much the same. I'm an artist and I do a lot of things, you know. Music's been what made me most of my reputation, but nonetheless, spend a lot of my life I mean, I don't drink anymore, but I got to spend time doing things like drinking beer with Gord Downie and things
I mean,
playing shows with these people. And, just like I say, my advice to you is enjoy it and realize I belong. Brandon's been working away on giving away $25,000 on a radio station in Alberta tomorrow, which is Friday, April 30th again. And which would be, tell us the story about this.
Well, before I get into that, I should mention I found the Quebec's flooding story, and that was from 2019, so that was a couple of years ago. The Weather Network.
Why is that on
history,
the headlines of? It's a
history.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's some false reporting for everybody. Don't listen to Joey. I just seen the headline, and 10,000 without homes temporarily again.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That I think is hosted by, that actually is a show, it's called This Day in Weather History, and it is hosted by Chris May. He actually kind of does it like every single day in history. Pretty sure that all you guys, you know already, right? I think that it's a great show, to be honest. I think it's a great show to look at because it's every single day there was something weather in history, weather like whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm looking at a pair of mating common loons swimming by. They're just off the shore. I was right close yesterday and got some photos, or 2 days ago. They mate for life. Brandon, what were you? Yeah, I keep trying to get to Brandon in this $25,000 giveaway. Which it just seems like an interesting story. You're working on something cool.
Well, we've our whole company here, everybody in the company is working on this thing, and it's the $25,000 brain strain, and we started this in March, so it's been going for a long time. So each community, they've battled each other, everything like that for the last number of months. So now today we've started the finals. On the top person in each community across Canada moved on to the finals today. So now we're battling everybody across Canada today, which is a lot of fun. I have to say, we've been on all the stations in the Maritimes today, including Sydney, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, Newfoundland. And today, so far, someone in St. John's, Newfoundland is leading the whole scenario. And then tomorrow we play the Western teams, including my area as well. So then whoever gets the top score tomorrow out of all of Canada wins $25,000. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Just had a hummingbird land right next to me over here.
He's just sitting in the tree.
Oh, boy.
I could use $25,000. How come I didn't hear about this?
Huh. Well, they're playing in Kelowna in Kamloops.
Right. So yeah. Was it like trivia questions or?
Yeah, trivia questions. You have basically as many trivia questions in 60 seconds you can answer. So you got to be really fast.
So do you have an example on hand of questions?
Okay. Hold on, I got to look through the website here. All the questions are posted right here.
Okay, try me
then. So we made it really easy. It's like an open book test.
Oh, man. So,
but it's timing. That's the one. So here's a question like, you need gas to breathe this, and everyone knows it's oxygen. Using Celsius, what's the boiling point of water?
100 degrees, I don't know.
100 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Freezing temperature water. Zero.
Yeah.
And everybody should get this one. The study of weather is called?
Meteorology.
There you go.
A meteorology.
Oh, no. Can I actually, it's not. Comedy meteorology.
The study of weather and comedy is meteorology.
Study of Billy Olney.
And also Canada's tallest mountain. That's enough.
It's and the BC Yukon border. It's
I have no idea.
It's 19,500 feet.
Mount Logan.
Mount Logan.
There you go.
Yeah, Frankie the smart man in here, right?
So then he's you have 60 seconds to answer all those. So we didn't do really well.
I knew where the tallest mountain was. I just couldn't think of the name. Hey, I've been up since 4:30 this morning. I drove 600 kilometers today. I ran chainsaws.
Oh yeah,
hard to be honest. It was kind of a gimme day the boss gave us. But
Mount Logan is located in Yukon Territory, Canada.
It's half in British Columbia as well, and part in Alaska.
The largest city in northern part of North America is Anchorage.
It used to be Barkerville, where I'm from. It was the largest city north of San Francisco and west of Chicago at one time. And then Dawson City had that same, Yukon had that same in 1897 claim to fame.
How many, Dawson, Yukon used to be a big city once upon a time.
It was. Here on the meteorological report.
If the Dawson City went back to where it was, that means Dawson would have been a larger city in Yukon.
As soon as the good gold strike started wearing out, people started saying, man. So anything else? What's your weeks like?
In Sydney, Nova Scotia, it's going to rain heavy tomorrow.
Well, man, my week, tracking the windstorm, after that, seems to be quite warm. I mean, it's quite seasonal, right? But it's just quite wet, kind of rainy and everything. It's not going to be, like, great weather. So it won't be focused on the weather after the windstorm, right? After, I think, that, probably just staying home and everything. Nothing else to do. Still in this lockdown and everything like that. Probably just going to wait a few days until I get better from this, right? And then we'll start, you know, going on live again and everything, posting more frequently, videos frequently, because if I make a, you know, weather video like this, right, I'm not gonna be looking good. So I'm gonna ask, like, everybody's gonna be saying, oh yeah, man, like, what the hell is, like, what's up with your face, man? I'm like, oh yeah, no, I got my wisdom taken. I'm sorry about that, but yeah. So, yeah, so hopefully this gets better in a few more days. So then on next week, and then on next Thursday, I could just, you know, hop on maybe and be more ready.
But also, literally, I got in the door. I pulled in the driveway here at the place I'm staying at, my friend John's, at 6:49 and ran in and grabbed the computer and sat down and... So that's how much time I had to plan tonight. So I'm sure glad you guys showed up. Even if you're a little late, that's fine, man. Totally glad just to see you.
And,
yeah, I mean, it could be a long summer. Who knows where it's going to lead to and where it's going to be. Summer of adventures and fun. I mean, Canada may start opening some of the the restrictions eventually. I mean, you guys, Brandon and Gabriel, both in provinces that are really suffering with the COVID right now. So, I mean,
yeah, man, really suffering. It's crazy, man.
Everyone in Russia has to get vaccinated as soon as possible. If over 70-80% of the population in Russia gets vaccinated, Russia will reopen borders to Canada.
And then you can finally go to Russia.
Yes.
Why don't you fundraise for a trip to Russia, Frankie?
That means indigenous. And if China goes up to 80% population immunized, that means China will reopen borders.
How come you don't make a GoFundMe, Frankie, so you can start planning your trip?
Yeah. GoFundMe. Frankie, let's go to Russia. Help me get to Russia.
Frankie needs to go to Russia. That's all I can think about anymore.
And did you hear about that? And then the space hotel will be completed in 2027.
Yeah, man, that's crazy stuff right there. Space hotel, the first one ever made.
Yes.
All in your life. And it's in my lifetime. Think about that. It's in my lifetime that the space hotel is being made. Rich, 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 wealthy people will get to hop on it. Like, who knows? Gates, maybe? I don't know.
The decade I was born, and they were still going to the moon. It's not that unrealistic. Just need a reason to go somewhere, right? It's like, well, we've been to the moon a bunch of times, and it's essentially boring, and we're wasting a lot of money going to the moon.
Yeah, I know. Cool, I don't know what to say.
And now it's like, well, we got to do it again because we need a launching place to go further out. You know, the
that's
only way
the restaurant on the moon sucks. There's no atmosphere, hey?
I think that in my lifetime, humans will, of course, be able to go on to Mars. And at least somewhere in my lifetime, it will be happening. And there is, and I think that they're ready for it. I think that's why they're, talking about Mars and everything like that, all this space stuff, rover moving on like 2 days. I don't even know what it is, but it's just like crazy stuff. That is what I think.
Like Matt, I'm Damon about your ass thoughts. Growing potatoes in Mars like Matt Damon. Any last words, Frankie?
My Twitter is Frankie MacD. My clapper is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald, Frankie McDonald fan page. And my Instagram page is Frankie MacD 1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. My TikTok is Frankie McDonald 1984. And my Snapchat is Frankie MACDON. Here's a talking Frankie McDonald bobblehead, you guys.
Push the button once.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Cool.
Wow, eh?
National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. Frankie McDonald, the original in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Gabriel Bernardo in Southern Ontario. Brandon Houck in Southern Alberta. Joey Only here in North Thompson, British Columbia this week. You've been listening to the Meteorological Report on CFIR 88.7 FM in Prince George and CFRO 100.5 in Vancouver. Thanks very much for coming on the show, guys. We'll see you next week, I hope.
Best of luck. Yeah, I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to the Meteorological Report.